protest that was used last year was so serious that even people started complaining that we were being more democracy than even the United States.
How did he escape the net?
Well, what is happening is that these are information which is within the control of some foreign agency, and the party didn't have opportunity of sharing such information with the people.
But there were also allegations that the same man has been involved in a visa fraud sometime in 2001.
The first time we are hearing is today. The first time, because don't forget, there were one or two MPs in the former parliament who, because of a mere newspaper publication, the party leadership in parliament, supported by the party leadership outside parliament, agreed that for that reason, we're not even going to give you opportunity to go for primaries.
Does it mean that you do not do enough background check?
We do background check, but we are talking of a candidate who, from the information the party had, was so popular in his constituency, had chiefs saying that he's their person and the rest, when it happens that way. You then see that who immediately know the person, if they are vouching for the person's character, his ability to contribute to the development of the area. I don't think you can falter the leadership of the party in parliament, nor the main leadership.
He was said to have obtained permission from parliament before embarking on this trip. Is that right?
Well, that is information I have got, but for a different excuse.
And now that it's been a different thing altogether, what do you do?
It means that in future, we are going to put more tests to people. If it's true, he tricked our people. All it means is that we will need to improve the way we listen to people before we grant them permission. And then don't forget, our rules say that if you are not absent for 14 days continuous, you cannot be disciplined for being absent. So in point of fact, even if you had not sent us any such request, but had been absent for less than 14 days, you would have stayed within the law.
He has been absent for more than 14 days. And secondly, he has also deceived Parliament by the kind of excuse he gave. What kind of punitive actions do you have against this particular member of Parliament?
We maintain that there are regulations dealing with people who offend the rules of Parliament. And not only because he deceived Parliament, but because what is alleged to be involved, which definitely, if it is true, will not qualify him to be a parliamentarian. But the proper procedure is that you allow the Privileges Committee to assemble the evidence and based on that, make appropriate recommendations.
His seat would become vacant soon as a result of this issue that is before you now. What would Parliament do about this?
We've set in motion the process of securing the official confirmation. And once that is received, we'll then give it to the Committee of Privileges. And I believe that they will give it the fair and speedy trial on the matter, even though it be in his absence. But once that is completed, then the official statement will be forwarded by the Speaker to the Electoral Commissioner. And from there, the process will continue.